I'm really kind of excited about these ones, though, because they look like they are super comfortable. I love to wear my headphones for an extended time.
Okay.
I listen to music while I'm producing video, just kind of dim it down. Sometimes I crank it up if I'm doing cleaning around the house or whatever.
Right.
So these ones, we're just going to get right into the box, then we're going to give them a test. And we've got our buddy here, Mr. Binaural Dummy Head. We're going to put the headphones on him, and you're going to be able to hear how we hear it as well.
Okay.
So let's get right into the box, Jeff, Sasha. These are the Bluedio T monitors, and you can get these on GearBest, cat5.tv/GearBest. I've also got a quick link for you that will take you right to this particular product. It's cat5.tv/Bluedio, and it's spelt exactly as you see there and at the bottom of your screen. Let's jump into the box. There was a piece of paper there. All right. Yeah, we got a piece of paper. We got the headphones. All right. I got Cat 5 yellow. Sweet. It matches your coffee cup, Sasha.
Yellow is my favorite color.
So how do you like these?
These are.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay. Looks like, awfully simple. We've got a USB charge cable here. And that's USB-C. And we've got instructions, and I imagine that's pretty straightforward. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that's in the box. So
you know what's funny? You know I'm going to read the instructions, and the two of you are going to be like, hey, Jeff, how does this thing work?
I totally thought that. I'm like, you toss those.
Can I hand those to you?
Sure.
Because you're our instruction guy?
You toss them in the right direction.
All right. First thing I want to do here, I mean, it's really simple to show you folks something like headphones. A couple of things that I notice out of the box. Now, I haven't really used these yet. There's a lot of good, like, it feels like it's metal. Like, look at that. Like, these are not like a cheap plastic, even though the cost is not a lot at all. I'm going to show you that in just a couple of moments. Really nice supple cushions. They feel like a leatherette or something like that. There's fabric on the insides. So they look like they're going to be really good for sound isolation and very comfortable as well. I don't see any controls on this side. There's nothing at all over here. No USB input, nothing like that. Looks like everything is on this side. So it's on looks like the right side left side headphone. So we've got power here. And we've got volume here. And presumably, Jeff is looking over the manual. There's probably some other controls by holding various buttons.
Yeah,
and
then we've got USB-C. The top one is a multifunction button. Actually,
oh, is it?
Yeah, it does some really cool stuff.
Well, I noticed that there's also a microphone here, too. Yeah. So we can presumably, once we've got the power on, I can tap that. And it's got a microphone so I can make phone calls. See that little hole there? And you can also control things like your Google Assistant.
Yep.
Things like
that. Oh, that's perfect.
You know what's cool? This has an EQ feature. You can adjust the EQs.
How do you do that?
Through the multifunction button.
So the top button again, the power button?
Yeah, press the EQ button once to change EQ to adjust music performance. So it goes through different types of EQs.
Oh, so it just cycles through.
Yeah.
So it's not like so you just push one. Okay, yeah, that sounds okay. Push the next one.
Right.
That sounds even better.
I like that. Headphones don't come with that feature. It's basically like extra bass or no extra bass.
Would you use it? Would you use it?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I listen to all kinds of, like, I'll listen from relaxation, like birds and water flowing music, to like hard rock, you know?
I listen to a lot of like dubstep, electronica, EDM, vocal trance, anything like that.
Yeah, so being able to adjust the EQs is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that, I don't know, maybe I'm still your thunder, but this has got a cloud-based app that works through the phone, or through the headphones.
What would that
No way!
It's a wake up the cloud function.
So,
wake up the cloud?
Yeah.
Does it tell you more?
It says the headphone support cloud service. Users can download the app by scanning the QR code on the last page. Connect the headset with your phone, then double-click the MF button to wake up the cloud. Cloud service is on. You can enjoy smart cloud service. I have no clue what's on the cloud. I have
no idea what that's
offering. But that's cool. Cloud-based headphones.
Specs-wise, standby time after 2 hours of charging is going to be about 1,000 hours.
Okay, yeah, these stats excite me.
Oh, my goodness. 30 hours of Bluetooth music.
Yeah.
What?
That is cool.
I love the operating temperature range, though.
What do you got? It's going to be good for Canada?
Yeah, minus 10 to 50. Oh,
minus 10 to 50.
Up to 50.
So it's not really good for walking around in the winter, but if you want to go onto the surface of the sun,
you're fine.
You're good. Wow. I guess that's good because things don't generally break in cold temperatures. They break in hot temperatures.
Right, yeah.
So that's cool. What else have we got? 20 to 20,000 hertz. So it's full range. I want to give these things a listen.
Yeah, they are.
Check them out.
Amazing.
Bluetooth range up to 10 meters.
This season always costs me so much money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every review things and
Bluetooth
then they end up
mine. Let's see how this goes. I'm gonna push the power button.
Okay.
I just tapped it and it did nothing. I'm going to hold it. That
power
did it.
On.
Oh, she sounds sultry. Okay,
did
let's see
say,
if I can sync it.
Power on.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. But
instructions
little...
say power on in quotes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the script that she read as well. Let's see if I can get this synced to my laptop. So I'm going to go into Bluetooth. I'm on Windows 10 here. So let's see what I need to do. Okay. I'm going to clear out my devices and let's give it a go. So I'm going to show you what it takes here. Okay. So let's add a device. Bluetooth. I'm going to hold... Well, that's my phone.
Okay, pairing mode, you have to hold it until you see the...
Oh, it's already there.
Hold the MF button.
I didn't have to. It says T-monitor is connecting. Pairing completed. Okay, sweet. And let's fire up some music. Okay. It's so full.
Switch to the EQs.
I can't hear you. Oh. The sound isolation is great.
Yet he knew I was talking.
Wait for it. That's goosebumps. Oh. That is awesome. Those are great. You guys have no idea what I'm hearing.
Absolutely
Who's
not.
Next?
I'll do it.
Okay, here you go.
This is good. Talk. I want to see what I can hear.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
I love how she yells it at us. Can you talk?
Can you hear us at all?
She shook her head. She's probably watching the monitor, seeing our lips move.
That's great. They're comfortable. See, the thing I have right now is I have like little earbud things.
Okay.
And I dislike that.
They start to feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
It's ready to go. I'm just going to push play for you. I've got a track already ready to go.
Multifunction.
He's like already into the manual.
Well, because I want to check the EQs. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
What have you done?
Oh, I killed it.
You just pushed stop.
I thought I hit the multifunction button. Okay. Hit play.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. They look better on me. Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
He can't hear a thing.
These are good.
Joy.
What do you think?
That's good.
I'm just gonna go listen for the rest of the show.
So let's see. Okay, so you're having trouble figuring out the buttons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. EQ. I couldn't get the EQ to work.
Okay.
It seems to stop it.
Oh, I found it.
Which one was it?
Yep. Push the up and down volume control at the same time.
Oh, at the same time. Okay.
Go for it.
I'm just hitting the power button. Okay, hold on.
I love you.
Very cool.
What do you think?
Those are good EQ settings.
Sounds
like there's about four different ones.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, they do.
They feel really light. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, those feel good. How do they look? Like, if I was walking... I feel like a DJ again with these. when we were DJs on radio, we didn't have wireless like this.
No.
These are streamlined, too. Like, I feel like there's just no extra stuff.
Yeah.
Now, unlike the ones that we've reviewed in the past, these ones do not have an SD card reader built in.
Right.
So you have to have a supplemental device to feed the music to it.
But that's why you have the cloud.
I don't know about that. You need your phone for that, too.
I don't know.
I have no idea what the cloud brings you, Jeff. But I'm streaming music from my phone, from my laptop, and so on. So that's really what I want to do. Those feel great. So those are the Bluedio T monitors, and you can get them at cat5.tv/Bluedio. And I promised you that I would do this. I know that you want to hear it from the perspective of our dummy head. So we're just going to pop those on for you now and let you give that a go. It's a binaural dummy head, so he hears what you would hear. He'd be moshing right now if he could. We need to get him arms and legs. Wait for the drop. Oh, those are sleek. Jumping over to GearBest at cat5.tv/Bluedio, just so that you guys can see. This is in U.S. dollars, $25.54.
That's amazing.
Really great price. They do come in other colors if you're not keen on the yellow. Now, Sasha, you're like, no, make it.
I'm like, they only come in yellow. This is how I know they're for me.
They also have a deep love red and black. And they look better in person, I think, than I thought they would look from the picture.
I'm not a yellow fan. I think I like the yellow the best.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it's because you tried them on and they look really...
They sound great. I like the sound of yellow.
That's right. That's the truth.
Well, you heard it here, folks.